Hey, what is up, internet entrepreneur listeners? My name is Gustavo Fuentes, and in this podcast, I will teach you my favorite and top marketing skills that will help you improve on your business profits and also self-motivation sayings to keep you on your drive to achieve your goals and visions. Hey, what is up, guys? First off, I want to thank you so much for tuning in into my very first podcast episode. And as you can tell, this is my very first podcast episode, so when I talk, I'm going to be maybe a little nervous. I may sound a little nervous, and I may sound a little excited at the same time, but just know this is my first time. I'm very excited to try something new. This is completely different to me. So basically my podcast, I'm going to be talking about a lot of things. I'm going to be talking about my backstory, how I got to where I'm at, what I am currently learning, visions, goals, achievements I want to accomplish later on in life. And, well, yeah, let's get started. So, first off, my name is Gustavo Fuentes. Of course, you guys know that. I'm a young 17-year-old entrepreneur / affiliate marketer. I am still in high school currently, and I'm on my senior year. I'm actually going to be the first one to graduate my family, which is something I am pretty proud of. I play soccer. I am the soccer captain for my Princeton high school team. Our high school team is called the Princeton Panthers. I'm very, very honored to be a captain for them, for the guys, my soccer team. I want to say for sure that I'm not really the most vocal captain, really. I've never been to really the most vocalist person, but getting the honor to be captain for them, it's really helped me improve my voice and just finding that leader voice in me. And well, every day I'm trying to improve on it with them, and improving it with them is a practice for me, you know, to start finding my voice for y'all, for me in order to spread my message and to be able to have talks with other people and knowing how to talk to people. And well, it's just been a good practice for me, and it's been a good lesson also at the same time. That once you are captain or responsible for something, you honestly have all eyes on you. You have everyone depending on you. And sometimes, yes, it can be tough, but it also tests you to see how you handle things, different situations, and how you can just manage to, you know, just be this leader, be this captain, or whatever it is that you are, and to see how good you are to be in that position. And, you know, currently me, I don't want to say I'm the best captain for the guys or anything like that, but I know for sure that every game I play for them, every practice we have, every whatever it is, I always put my 100 for them. And you know, I'm very proud to say that I'm even a part of a team. I think being a part of a team is probably the best thing ever. I really appreciate the team, and also on how I know that each one of them guys on the field, off the field, I know that they will for sure and forever have my back, no matter in what situation I'm in or where I'm at or anything. I know for sure that they have my back. It's almost like we just created this strong bond, this brotherhood that I will never forever ever forget. I will forever try to keep in contact with them after I graduate, or just if they ever need anything, I mean, I'm going to be there for them. And I want them to know that. And, well, yeah, it's enough of that. also, I run cross country, a very, very mental toughness sport. The first time I ever tried the sport was actually last year, and I actually really, really, really loved the sport. It was really, really challenging. It really pushed me to another type of me that I didn't know about. I really liked the sport, and I never regretted not doing it. You know, it taught me a lot of life lessons for sure. You know, like, I want to say, you know, when I get stressed out, or, you know, when I just have a lot on my mind, I usually, you know, just go on long runs and, you know, just let my mind freely just run and just go flow everywhere. And for sure, those two sports have impacted me in my life, and for sure has taught me a lot of things, a lot of lessons. And sports can really teach you a couple of things, not just the sport, but also, you know, tells you a lot about how people are, and how just working as a team can actually, you know, you can actually do big things, and how, you know, being a part of something bigger than yourself can really make you a better person than what you think you are. And I mean, I will forever believe in putting my kids into sports in the future, and just, I mean, letting them be in them same type of situations that I was in, that where I learned a couple of life lessons, you know, going through my sports journeys and stuff like that. And I mean, I'm hoping they get that same type of lessons, you know, dedication, I mean, work ethic, how to be on time to things, you know, just being a different version of yourself, you know. And yeah, also too, believe it or not, but I'm also a young dad. Yeah, it's kind of crazy, but I'm actually very excited, and I'm blessed. And yeah, you may think, like, what the heck? Why do you think that's a blessing? Well, because, you know, I know God sent this to me, guys, for a reason. This wasn't a mistake. It's for sure pushed me to limits I didn't know I could push myself to. And, you know, if you're wondering what it's going to be, it's going to be a baby girl. You know, usually for someone my age in the same situation, they'd probably most likely be freaking out and thinking their life is over, and that's a must to get a job, work hard, and work for the rest of your life. Well, you know, like, for my situations, things are a little different. Before I was exposed to the whole online business world, I always had the mindset of not working for someone else, being my own boss, making money depending on my work ethic, and not for just some punching the clock hours, the you know, that regular 9-to-5 thing that the whole world is going through, the whole average person's going through, you know. I didn't want that. I wanted to make some type of changes in the world, changes for the people around me and my lifestyle. Yeah, it was big goals for a 16-year-old at the time, you know, but I knew that it was possible, and I was dedicated to be successful, and I wasn't going to let nothing stop me from achieving it. So what I did before I got into the whole online business world, I actually made this little small landscaping business in my little town. And yeah, I know cutting yards wasn't really the big world changer, as I said I wanted to do, but I mean, it was a start. My stepdad would let me borrow his truck, and I mean, he already had the main equipment. I mean, he had the mower, he had the weed eater, he had the blower, he had, you know, basically everything to start a landscaping business going. I remember the first day I actually started, you know, I remember being so excited, going to all these local neighborhoods, going door to door, asking if I could just, you know, cut the yard, if they'd be interested, maybe. And, you know, at first they look at me for a good 3 seconds, a good 5 seconds, actually, look at me up and down. I'd feel a little offended, but I mean, it was whatever. And they'd be like, dude, you're a little too young to be cutting yards. And that was the most replies I would get from people when I would ask. So I started asking myself, why or how could I get these people to believe I was good at cutting yards and I was trustable? Because I knew I was good at cutting yards and I knew I could do everything. I mean, it was just really how young I looked at the time. I mean, I still look very young, but I mean, I worked around that. So what I would do is I would start to cut my own yard, and I would make my yard look as pretty as possible. And then, you know, I would cut my yard, you know, at the right cutting number. I'd edge my sides. I'd pick up trash around the yard, shape the bushes. I would plant a couple flowers there and there, you know. And then after I was done, I would just simply take pictures of my work. And I try to get this type of proof or this type of trust that I knew I had. And I mean, I would try to show it to the people, but in a way I just thought it wasn't really enough proof, or it just wasn't really professional enough. So what I would do, or what I did, was I made a Facebook page for my company. I posted all my pictures on it. I invited family, friends to come check it out. Then I would start to look up on how much, maybe, you know, it costs to make business cards, you know. I thought if I wanted to be a little more professional, then I mean, I had to get business cards, you know, with my company name, my name, my email, you know, just all that good stuff, how a professional company would look. You know, so I decided to invest in some, of course. My company name was actually called G Service Landscaping Texas. I remember when I received my cards, actually, I think it was 4 days after, 5 days after. I remember as soon as I received them, I opened the box and I looked at the cards, you know, and I mean, they were really nice. It was worth the investment. I mean, it helped me a lot down the way. So after getting the cards, I went back to those neighborhoods again, and well, I started going door to door, introducing myself, telling them what I could do for them, and I'd show them my work, show them images of my work. I'd show them my Facebook page. I would give them good prices. I wouldn't overprice them like other companies were around the area. The people, you know, they were actually more interested in my services, and they were a little impressed, you know. So I mean, you know, after a couple months of just me grinding, sweating in the hot sun, being dedicated every day, I actually grew a couple of clients. I had more than 30 clients. I had them scheduled every 2 weeks, some once a week. And you know, 30 clients may not sound like a lot, but I mean, if you really think about it, that was money that would come in passively, weekly, bi-weekly. And I was just 16 at the time, actually making this work. But at the same time, it wasn't easy. I got to the point where I had worked at least every day and had money coming in every day. Going through the process of building my company, it really taught me a lot about people. It showed me how different people's reactions are, how differently everyone communicates, and also their actions to different types of situations. I also learned that if you truly dedicate yourself, your time, the grind, to truly grow something that you want to grow, then honestly, I mean, it's possible. It's something that you can really truly accomplish. and, you know, going through this whole thing with the landscaping thing, I would tell myself, I mean, if I truly made this landscaping business work for me, and it was actually pretty successful, then I honestly believe I could build anything or help anyone, you know. But at the time when I had things actually going with my business, I knew school was coming up soon, and I also knew that summer was almost over, and also knew that that meant that the cutting yard season was coming to an end. But smart enough of me, I had a couple bucks saved up just for school or any other emergencies I may have needed money for, or, you know, just anything. But of course, money doesn't ever last, especially for a kid when they're in high school, going out to eat with friends, or Friday Night Lights, or, you know, just all that good high school stuff that you waste money on for no reason. Well, not you, but me. Well, I mean, basically every high school student, really. So, you know, a couple of months passed by at school, and I want to say it was probably towards the end of November, around there, maybe. Yeah, I mean, I want to say around the end of November. There was this day where I had taken my girlfriend out to eat, and I just felt this different vibe, you know, just something was just clearly something was wrong, and the energy between us was just different. I asked her, you know, if there was something she had to tell me, or if there was just something that was bothering her, and to just let me know. I mean, I wanted to fix it, and I just remembered my girlfriend giving me this look that I've never seen in her before. She looked so scared and frightened, and, you know, me, I was confused, and I was just very curious, and, like, what was going on, and, like, she, I don't know, like, I was very frightened at the time, too, actually, you know, because it was just a face I've never seen in her, and, you know, she told me some of the most two powerful, scariest, nerve-breaking words that you could tell any high school kid, or any kid, or anyone that's not prepared for this. So, in quote, she told me, "Gustavo, I'm pregnant." And, you know, when I heard this, of course, you know, I freaked out like any other guy would. But I mean, you know, for some reason, I wasn't worried about, like, my future, or, like, how this is gonna get me down to where I want to be, or how this is gonna affect me in my life. Like, that, none of that came to mind. I knew if this ever happened, I would be prepared for it, because just how dedicated I know I am, and I trust myself, and just anything, in any situation I get, I know that I will work around it, and I will do anything that is possible to fix it, and to you know, just to just keep going. So when I heard that, you know, like I said, I didn't really freak out about my future. I mean, you know, I never really had the thought of going to college. I mean, I knew the whole college scam system that they had every high schooler going through, you know, just going to college, really not even knowing what they want to do, or, you know, partying until they get a beer belly, get out after 4 years, and then being a crap load of loans, you know, just that basic college scam system blueprint, really. I've always known that I was capable of doing big things, you know, just because of my work ethic, but I guess I was just more worried about what others would think. My mom, family, her family, friends, my coaches, teachers, you know, just everyone at school, basically. The first people that we told were my parents and her parents. And, you know, like any other parents, of course, they'd be disappointed, mad, you know, just not really think good about their kids, and you know, about the boyfriend, and after I had told my mom, you know, she told me something that I will never forget, and was something that really gave me this spark. She told me that a baby was never a bad thing. It's always a blessing. It's either that, or it's a message from God testing you to your limits and seeing what you're capable of. Hearing that made me feel like this wasn't the end of the world for me. As long as I can keep having the same work ethic and dedication I put into whatever I do, I will accomplish my goals and my dreams. A couple of weeks passed by, and winter was coming up. And around that time, money was a little low for me. Also, had Christmas coming up, and I needed money for presents and my soon-to-come baby. So I thought about another way to make money. And, well, I thought about doing Christmas lights. I already had contacts for my landscaping business, so I texted all of them and I asked them if they'd be interested in maybe getting some Christmas lights done for them. After a day of asking, I actually had a couple replies from clients saying yes, because they already knew who I was. They could trust my work or just anything I did for them. I partnered with an old soccer buddy of mine, and we really didn't need anything for the business, but just a high ladder and really just our lives at risk. So we invested in this two-story ladder, and I think we actually got it on Black Friday, on a good Black Friday deal. It was actually pretty cheap. I'm not really sure how much it was, but it was worth the purchase for sure. Our first customer was one of my favorites, so I had to make sure my Christmas lights looked nice for her. After we finished, I took pictures of the house, I posted it on my social medias, my Facebook page, and I actually got a lot of good feedback. Got a lot of good feedback from family, friends, and others. And we even had some random people wanting lights installed for their house, which I thought it was really cool and pretty great. A week or two of doing this little business, we made a lot of money. And, you know, we did a lot of nice houses. We did some very big houses. And we even bought an ad, I think, for like $20, I want to say, to promote our Facebook page. And, you know, promoting the page, we actually got a customer or two from it. And I noticed every time I'd post on my social medias or when I was running my ad, I'd either get a new customer or just some nice feedback from others. And, you know, just past customers that would support my work. And, you know, what I realized later on, what I started catching on to, is that I had actually built like this audience of people, and you know, how powerful the internet actually could be, you know, to grow my business, you know. And I didn't realize how it was helping me this whole time, you know. It really helped me with this whole Christmas lights business. And I mean, at the end of this business thing, I was able to get gifts for everybody, and you know, I was very happy, and I mean, I felt accomplished because I was able to successfully create another successful business. And you know, I felt accomplished, and I mean, that's what I wanted to accomplish, and I felt accomplished for it, you know. But at the end of the day, I just still knew that I was capable of doing something way more bigger, and I wanted to make income from home and you know, just live a lifestyle that was impossible for a 17-year-old right after high school, or even during high school. I mean, I don't know how far this journey could take me, but it's just believing and achieving. And you know, there was just one day I went on a long run, and you know, I started to just overview all my accomplishments, and you know, I just thought back on things that I still wanted to accomplish and how I still want to be financially free, take care of my loved ones, especially my soon-to-come baby girl. And I wanted other people to believe, you know, that honestly, anything was possible, and just I wanted to change lives, but just I don't know how the heck a 17-year-old was capable of doing that. I mean, but I just knew there had to be something out there. You know, I remember coming home after that day, you know, on my run, my long run, and I got on my phone and just searched up simply how to make money online. I clicked on a random video and it showed me about, it was about to show me this way of how to make, or 10 ways on how to make money online. I'm not sure what the YouTuber name was. It's someone big. But before the video even started, this ad had popped up on a guy named Russell Brunson. The ad was basically about this book that he was promoting called the Expert Secrets book on how to create a mass movement of people who will pay for your advice. You know, and his video, I mean, he really had me interested in this book. You know, like the video talked about what I know could be valuable and how my message, my story could change the lives of thousands of people, you know, and also getting rich in the process. I mean, that sounds like something I was interested in, you know. So me, honestly, truly, I don't know, I like reading books whatsoever. I hate books, you know, but it's just something about the way Russell talked about the book. It just made me instantly want to buy the book. And I mean, then I started seeing a little more reviews, and then I ran into another ad of his when he actually had an interview with Tony Robbins. And I'm sure most of y'all know who Tony Robbins is. Freaking amazing guy. So in the interview, basically, he had an interview with Tony Robbins talking about the book and, you know, how it changed his life and his business. And I mean, that was a little shocker for me, you know, because I was coming from a guy who was the main man to talk about in the market of changing or motivating you in your life. And I know Tony Robbins is a very popular, valuable person and an expensive guy to talk to. So I knew this guy, Russell Brunson, had to be the real deal. In a way, I really liked Russell, you know, just first off, his energy in his video. I mean, it was just awesome. I mean, it made me feel like a good energy from him and just a good comfort. I could trust the guy. And second, I mean, he looked very young and he was doing some very successful things in his business. In a way, I could kind of relate to that. You know, and the crazy part was that the book was actually for free. All I really had to pay for was for the shipping, which was, I thought was pretty fair, you know. A couple of days passed by and the Expert Secrets book arrived. Oh my God, I was like the most excited kid ever. I mean, it was a book and I've never thought in my life or never expected me, you know, to be excited for a book. But, you know, the book actually had a lot of pages, you know, and it had a lot of simple but valuable explanations with stick people drawings. And, I mean, you know, reading the book, I mean, it was actually an interesting book. I mean, it had images. It wasn't just words, you know, so you wouldn't get bored, really. And after completing the whole book, things, my mind just opened up. My visions opened up. The way my mind thought about everything made me for the first time believe I could be a leader. It showed how I could teach, or I could tell and teach people valuable information to make them successful, and how people could be so influenced by such an attractive character, and how the attractive character could lead them to success and change lives and theirs as well in the process. And, you know, just after reading the book, I just knew what I wanted to do. I wanted to teach people how to make money online as an affiliate marketer. I'm going to give you a quick breakdown basically on what an affiliate marketer is. Basically, what an affiliate marketer is a type of marketing strategy that involves you, the affiliate, actively promoting and connecting businesses, products, services, or sites to customers. You, as a successful affiliate, basically, are rewarded a commission when a sale has been transacted with each and any purchase, basically. So basically, you're like the middleman. There's companies and vendors out there that truly do not know how the heck to sell their product. So you, that's when you come in, you the affiliate, come in and promote it for them. It's a very simple process, but it requires a lot of your effort and a lot of your time, especially a lot of your time. And, you know, I was doing some research on the whole affiliate marketing before, you know, everything. And I joined different types of Facebook groups around the affiliate marketing topic. I posted in one of Russell's group that he recommended me in his group, in his book, actually. And I remember just posting on the Facebook group and just simply asking if anyone knew any affiliate marketing programs. And oh my God, I never had so much help in my life from so many random people. And it's just crazy how everybody connected in this little community, this little Facebook community, this little Facebook group community, and how just everybody was so, like, it's kind of weird how they had a passion to help people. And it was just like, dang, there's a lot of people out there like that are like me, that are trying to help people, and it's just not me. And in a way, I felt a comfort and I felt like a happiness, because I mean, there's people out there that are actually helping people, you know. And I mean, when all these people started recommending me to programs, they all really sent me to one program. And that was to one of Russell's affiliate programs that I did not know about till I asked. when I joined this course, first of all, the course was for free, which was, I think, is legit. I think it's awesome. Has so much valuable information in it. I 100% recommend you guys to check it out. I'll tell y'all a little bit about it, but So when I joined the course, it changed the way I think. It did for sure changed the way I thought even more differently after the book. I mean, the book has so much valuable information, but the program, you know, it gave me a booster mindset, I guess, in a way. It taught me how successful this could make anyone if you just believe and achieve. And also, you know, the guy Russell, he's just an amazing person to learn from, and just he knows how to like explain very simply and very relatable with you on like what he teaches, and he's just so good at to not confuse you in any sort of way, and he just makes everything simple and just forward and just gets to the point, basically, you know. And you know, and if you do this program, I 100% recommend you guys to write notes and to have a specific journal, you know, just for all your marketing notes or all your notes for affiliate marketing and stuff like that. You know, just notes basically on the main subject on marketing, or just, you know, all that good stuff. But before I go deeper into the course, I want to tell you a little bit about how it is being an affiliate marketer, and you know, it has its pros and its cons, of course, but they're not that really big of pros. Actually, better pros than cons, you know. But some of the pros are the fact that you don't have to deal with any customer support, which I think is legit. I think it's so legit, because you don't have to deal with any calls or any, you know, emails, any text messages, voicemails, all that annoying stuff, because you know, I guess your product didn't work, or you know, it wasn't enough for them, or that is not nothing you have to deal with. That is part of the company, the vendor, whoever you're selling the product for. That's their problem, not yours. Your only objective is to connect a certain audience or a certain person to a certain service or product or whatever they're interested in. That's your only job, just connecting point A to point B. That's all it is. The cons are simply you're just a one-man army. You will not have anybody to push you, and you won't have anybody there next to you to tell you to get to work every day. I mean, it's just simply if you want it, you'll go get it. I mean, it's just as simple as that. And I mean, well, yeah. Second, I mean, this isn't really a get-rich scheme thing also. You will not get rich overnight. Too many people think that's how it is. It's truly not. But what I am going to share with you will 100,000,000, I don't even know how to explain it, percent help you in identifying and avoiding, you know, just many rookie mistakes that many people make, you know, before going to this whole thing and just pitfalls and stuff like that, you know. Just want to avoid you from doing all that. And now you guys may be wondering what the name of the course is or how the heck, you know, like to find it and stuff like that. And a little more information on it. But basically the course Russell made is called the Affiliate Bootcamp. The course will show you a basic breakdown on how he will make you successful, live the life you want, and he will help you to buy your dream car. Yeah, your dream car, dude. It's freaking legit. And also, he will teach you how to build an email list, different ways on how to generate traffic to your product/service. He will give you all the funnels you need to be successful in his program. So, you know, you can for sure sell the products or service that you're selling. And not only that, but he's also going to give you email swipes, pre-made email swipes. So basically, that's saves you tons of time. So you don't have to be making so many emails, you know, for your email list and waste money on to hire someone or waste time to do it yourself when Russell just, he does it 100% for you. And so basically why Russell is giving you all these valuable resources is because when you join his program, you will be essentially be promoting Russell's products. Russell's a very successful man. I mean, there's no doubt about it. All his services, his products are 100% sellable. He will give you, he will for sure 100% give results to your audience. If you had heard nothing of ClickFunnels, I highly recommend it. I mean, if you don't have ClickFunnels, I don't know what the heck you're doing. I mean, basically ClickFunnels is a software that Russell created. He's actually the CEO of it. It's the most simplest software that will help you grow any type of business. And it's so simple to use. I swear it's like a first grader could use it. I'm not even exaggerating. ClickFunnels is like basically it's a sales process that you take your customer through. It's almost like having the best salesman on planet Earth, but like instead he's inside your funnel and he never complains and he's always working 24/7. Yes, that's the best salesman ever. ClickFunnels is not a website builder. I need you guys to get that in your head. Websites are dead. This is not a website builder. This is a sales funnel process that you will be taking your customers through. This is the new way on how to get customers. This is the new. Websites are dead. And I need you to get that in your head first. Okay. So Russell will teach you a little more about in the course. He's going to give you a better understanding also in his software and what it can do for you. And, you know, how it can later on be really efficient for any business you get into. But for now, he wants you to sell his products and get better at it and just getting you to that right mindset. You know, basically, once you get the whole basic concept of this whole affiliate marketing game, you can start to make your own business, you know, just with anything you need. I mean, but before you actually do think about it, which you should start thinking about it, maybe, you know, just for later on in the run and stuff like that, you need to know that the three main markets in this whole business world. There's wealth, relationships, and health. Currently, you're in the wealth market because what you'll be promoting is products based on, you know, just on wealth, because that's what we're doing. You know, we're trying to make people successful. We're trying to make them live a life they want. You know, just all that good stuff. I really want y'all to truly, truly take this next step in y'all's life. And just be fully invested in this, you know. I promise y'all guys, this is changing my everyday life. It's really giving me enough results where I'm truly confident. My future is bright. And I know I'm not fully exactly where I want to be, but my progress on where I want to be is moving fast, and it's just it's successful to me. I see success in the future. Honestly, guys, I wouldn't be sharing my story or sharing this course if I didn't believe in it. Honestly, Russell's changed my life, and he is someone I want to meet in the future. I want to thank him for blessing me with his programs, and just, it's just, that's how much it means to me that one of my goals is to meet him in real life and just to attend one of his famous seminars and just to learn more from him and just build off of his foundation and just everything he teaches and stuff like that, and just teach it to others and just spread my message and just, you know, just doing the right things, just being different and just keep pushing and just doing what I have to do. Before I got started in this whole thing, you know, I never even thought I could even share my story with anybody or with you guys and stuff like that. I never even knew I had a story, guys. I just found out I have a story. Everybody has a story in them. Everybody has a powerful story. I never really had a voice, and I've always been shy. I never really liked to talk in front of people. And when I would have to, my face would turn red, and I hated it because I wanted to be this type of leader. But it was just hard. I just couldn't find this confident voice in me. I would get red. But just going through Russell's book and going through his affiliate program has really changed the way I am today from when I started. I mean, I'm starting to read. I'm more organized with what I do. I have a schedule when I do my things. I have been more positive as a person. I can see that I'm getting more comfortable each day with my voice and how more open I am on how I want to help other people get out of their problems and their struggles, because I know how tough it can get. I know that people want to get out of that lifestyle that they already know they see, and it's just being that 9-to-5 job or you know, just going to college or, you know, just living that average life. I want to get people out of that mindset. And I want people to know that their message or whatever they want to provide to people could honestly really impact other people's lives and yours at the same time. I mean, I know y'all may think that y'all are incapable of it, but I'm here as a 17-year-old to prove that you are worth everything. I want you guys to promise me one thing if y'all do continue into this course. I want y'all to forgive everyone that you're not in good terms with. Whether it's a friend that you had problems with, or a family member that you have not talked to in a while, or just let go of grudges and not grudges, what the heck, grudges. And bitterness, and just let go of all that negativity. I promise y'all guys, it's an improvement for your health and for your peace of mind. Forgiveness can lead to healthier relationship, a better mental health. And I mean, I know guys, it's hard to do, but 100%. It would change your life, and you know, it would just make you a better person in general. The Facebook group community that Russell has is called the Click the ClickFunnels Facebook group. The community is it's a really great place to be. I recommend it to you guys to join the group, and just scroll around and just explore and ask questions. There's so many users out there that are willing to help and just guide you and just get you to success. This is the reason why I love being considered a ClickFunnels user, and I really love being part of the ClickFunnels community. So guys, but before I leave here, or before I say my byes, I want you guys to ask yourself something. If this course that I am recommending to you can truly change your lifestyle and your finance income, what would be your dream car? Or maybe, where would you like to live? Where would you travel? What cities or what states, what countries, what continents, where would you like to travel? What places would you want to visit? And yeah, just let me know. Also too, guys, I really hope the best for you guys. I really do. All right, guys. Well, that's all I really have for today. Hopefully, I'll see you guys in my next podcast. I'm very excited to begin this journey, and I'm so excited to have you tag along. I'm really hoping we can be successful together. And, before I for a leave, I want to give you all a quote that really means a lot to me, and I can kind of relate to it, and I'm sure some of y'all could probably relate to it. And here it is. Here's to the crazy ones, the misfits, the rebels, the troublemakers, the round pegs and the squirrel holes, the ones who see things differently. They're not fond of rules, and they have no respect for the status quo. You can quote them, disagree with them, glorify or vilify them. But the only thing you can't do is ignore them, because they change things. They push the human race forward. And while some may see them as crazy ones, we see genius. Because the people who are crazy enough to think that they can change the world are the ones who do. And that was a famous quote by Steve Jobs. Rest in peace, Steve Jobs. Guys, just let that quote sink in, and hopefully you guys can relate to that. And guys, see you guys in my next podcast. Thank you guys for tuning in, and see you guys later.